focused.
I forgot that you do that.
Oh, really?
We're back.
I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused, episode 288.
Eight.
And that is the evolution of... One second.
We just had a Vigoroth.
What's his name?
Vigoroth.
I'll tell you what kind of Pokemon he is in a minute.
He's an ape-looking Pokemon, I can tell you that much. But I'm AJ Twist. That's T. We're back for Unfocused Podcast, a show where we talk to you about nerd stuff.
Yeah. Video games, comics, movies, anime, all that shit. Stuff. Both. All right. And
you have a Vigoroth, not even a Slaking?
He's the wild monkey Pokemon.
Wild monkey Pokemon. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I was talking about Slakoth, and he was a what?
Slakoth?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. He was a... It was something very accurate. It was like the long arm Pokemon or the claw Pokemon or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll go back and find out in a minute. But until then, let's go back
to last episode.
Yeah. Let's talk about last week. You know, let's talk about after last episode. What happened after last episode, AJ? How was your Unfocused week?
Chilling here live on twitch.tv/closure28 or on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
You learned how to get in those places? He was the slacker Pokemon, by the way.
Slakoth.
Yeah, he was the slacker Pokemon.
Chibi Wags in chat not sending us a toy review, telling us that he's on the Vigoroth that we have for this week is on his monkey team. Doesn't use Slaking because of Truant, which we'll talk more about that next week.
Could you say that Will was Slaking?
Where's the... I found the button right away. That's cool.
I try, man. I try. Good job, by the way. All right. So, Unfocused week. What happened last week, AJ? What's up?
I was going to say, I was watching this. Carla was watching this video today. She watches random shit sometimes. And she was watching this one dude build a model of something. What was it? Oh, it was a Pokemon Center, but making it into a tissue box, just using random pieces of wood and painting and a little bit of clay here and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But throughout the whole thing, as he was like showing his build process and all that and talk about what he's doing, he was just making Pokemon puns throughout the whole thing.
Oh, God.
You know, it's like, okay, all we got to do is Smeargle a little paint right here. And it's like doing shit like that throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Waxy's in the middle of a final. I didn't say you were slacking from life. I say you're slacking from nerding, which is more disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Last week, on the show, I was talking about how I was 3D printing some shit, right?
Yeah.
So here's the Sega Genesis Mini, right?
You 3D printed a Sega Genesis Mini?
Yeah, and it works and everything. This is the legit one from Sega and all that or whatnot. Here's the cartridge I printed out for it. Little Sega Genesis cartridge. It even says Sega on the back and all that.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. Just to put it in there and make it look official? And
yeah, exactly. That's and then cool. Because this slot up here on the top of the Sega Genesis is a legit slot, you can actually put this right in there. Like you're actually doing some Sega Genesis cartridge, you know, moving around and all that. I just need to get like a cool sticker to put on here. That's all I need. Just want to show that off real quick. Played some Tekken. So after last week, Reason came through talking all that mad shit, you know, talking about, you know, Tekken and all that. So we actually got down on some Tekken Saturday night or some shit with Steven. And we played some Tekken. Good times. I realize that when I play Tekken, because I don't play as consistently as like Soul Calibur, like my first like handful of matches are me just kind of scrambling, just trying to figure out like how do I play this shit again? Like what can I do with this character? What are my openings? Like how do I juggle again? But then once I remember shit, then it starts like flowing a lot better. I was just using mostly Josie. Of course, play some Soul Calibur. Right, we did that. I know I did something. Oh yeah, watch more WandaVision. Watch more X-Men. That's what I did.
Oh yeah, you've been watching the animated series.
Yeah, so started season 2. Motherfucking Morph came back. It's like, what the shit?
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. He's fucking alive apparently, but is being brainwashed by Mr. Sinister. Sinister.
Yeah, man.
Who I have no clue who he is.
Bro, he's fabulous. You're going to see.
saw a little bit
fabulous
of
fabulous and terrifying.
Yeah, pretty much. Saw a little bit of what's his name? Omega Red came through for a bit.
Oh shit!
In an episode,
dude. I really want to see him in a movie. I would love to see Omega Red.
Wasn't there rumors that he might be in Black Widow?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. I don't know. Might be really cool though.
So we'll see that. And also, who else did I see in the show? That Storm has a son, like an adopted, not really an adopted son, but
Yeah.
Like, just someone that she took care of and just considers her own child.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I saw the episode with that. I was like, oh, shit. For a
with
second.
The Shadow King, right?
That's his name, fucking Shadow King, yeah. With that fool.
He's, like, the first mutant that Professor X ever met. The first, like, fool that he ever fought, you know?
Yeah, like, we don't see that, but they talk about it, which is...
I think there's an episode later where they do show it.
Oh, they flashback to that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few, like, random scattered flashback episodes where it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, they kind of skip around. When I was watching it with Carla, too, she was like, wait, we never saw that happen. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of shit we haven't seen happen that they talk about. Oh, and for some reason, Carla's over here trying to ship Professor X and Magneto.
Stop it.
Because, like, they ended up going to this island and meeting up
Savage
there.
Savage Land, yeah.
And they're just talking to each other, like, and then Carla's like, huh, what's going on here? I'm like,
what?
They're just talking. She's like, I don't know. They seem kind of, you know.
Friendly?
Yeah, like, too friendly. Like, they're pretty passionate, you know, for each other, you know, in a way.
Man, Charles doesn't even have time for his children. I don't think he has time for a relationship with Magneto, you know.
The one true love in X-Men, says Tech. What up, Tech?
Right? The consistent love in X-Men is always Charles and Magneto.
I was like, that's just awkward now. And every time they talked, I was like, oh, it's normal talking. She's like, see? I'm like... What are you seeing that I'm not seeing here?
People see what they want to see, man.
Yeah, I know. And then I played it. Oh, no, that was last week. No, I didn't do any of that. I guess that's pretty much all I've been up to, I think. You know, I'll interrupt later on if I remember anything.
That's all you did. That's all you played. You are weak. All right. I actually did a lot of shit this week, man. I've been addicted to Zelda. I defeated the four beasts that I need to defeat before I get to Ganon. So now I'm just... kind of building up power and getting ready to kick his ass, you know?
You know, I did play some Legend of Zelda a couple weeks ago.
Which one?
The NES. Because remember...
Oh, like The Legend of Zelda?
The Legend of Zelda.
Oh,
the original OG shit. Because I was playing it last... It was literally a whole year ago when I was playing it last. Remember, I was playing through a little bit and I got to the last dungeon and I kind of stopped right there and paused. Well, I started again from there and I tried to go through it. I was just getting my ass whooped here and there. So, and I kind of just gave up after a day of playing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Have you gotten to Ganon yet?
No, I'm chilling. I'm building up all my shit and trying to pick up all the cool items. I've been mostly cooking. This is my new obsession after defeating the four beasts.
In Legend of Zelda?
In Legend of Zelda, yeah. Because you can get pick up everything in Breath of the Wild, like random plants, you know, animals. Like, you pick up anything. And every time you kill, like, an animal that's dangerous to you, you get raw meat. You know, you can make, like, steaks and shit. And
that's cool.
It's pretty cool because, like, there's some really hard-to-make recipes.
Just like in real life.
And they say there's some things that people still haven't found. Like, I accidentally put something together that I had to look for it. It's real hard to find it. And I was like, am I the first one to find this? And eventually I was like, no, someone talked about it. But yeah, there's just so many things you could do, so many things you can make. I made this thing called Monster Cake, which I used this really rare monster extract. My friend's like, that's kind of a waste of monster extract. Like, I don't care. It's one of the rarest foods in the game, and I have it.
That's funny.
And, yeah, so I've been doing that. I'm real into Zelda. It's pretty cool.
Now, like, I know, like, most Legend of Zelda games, there's, like, shit you can collect. Like, you know, there's bugs and shit like in previous games.
No, you cook those in this.
You cook them in this one. But is being able to cook shit the new, like, collecting thing? Like, is there, like, a list of things to cook and all that?
No, that'd be cool if they categorized and checked it off every time you got...
Yeah.
Damn, that would have been cool.
Like you see like a whole spread of menu, like just like all these different things you can cook, and they're all just like grayed out until you make it.
That would have been great. I would have actually really liked that, but no, it's not like that at all. Like,
okay.
You got the food, it's all kept in a storehouse of all your cooked and created food, and you can even organize it and put it in order. But once you eat it, gone.
Oh,
like,
wow.
And that's the end of it. And I like to keep the rare ones just to have them there. It's like, oh, look, I made that shit.
A trophy.
That shit's hard to find. I made it.
Well, don't hold on to it for too long because it's gonna go bad.
I'm glad that's not a fucking thing. It's bad enough my weapons break. But yeah, so Zelda has been really good. Really liking that whole game, the whole system to it.
Never play Kingdom Hearts 3, so I have no clue if they have cooking or whatever in there.
Oh man, you gotta play Breath of the Wild just for that. Even if it's not even to play the game, just to hunt and forage and cook.
The current Pokemon Sword and Shield have cooking in it.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, when you can, you know how you collect berries and all that shit? You can also buy like just random other ingredients, like remember, like one of them I got was like sausage meat, or canned meat is another thing too. And you can set up a camp so your Pokemon can chill and they can like heal up actually, and then you can cook there. And by you cooking, it makes them closer to you, and also makes them like, it gives them experience points, and it will also heal them up too. So there's also cooking in Pokemon. So Nintendo just like, let's do cooking in our games, I guess, one day, huh?
Yeah, it's working. I mean, ever since Cooking Mama, they cracked the door open. You can't put that genie back in the bottle.
That's right,
man.
Right.
Wags asked me if I bought my house yet. No, I don't even know how to fucking do it. I've been talking to random people. I don't know who to talk to. I kind of like to look things up too much in Zelda because I like to feel like I figured shit out. There's only been 2 shrines, or, you know, that's the new puzzle dungeons. There's only been 2 of them out of, like, the 50 that I had to look up because I was like, okay, I don't get it. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I feel like those were kind of bullshit. Now that I think about it, like, the 2 ones that I had to look up, I was like, I don't think I would have figured this out. Like, this is not enough information here.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, Wags, feel free. Let me know who I need to, or what village I need to go to get my house.
Damn.
What else did I do? I did so much.
Has Link ever had a house in previous games? Yeah, I guess when you start the game, right?
Yeah, Link to the Past. I think that's even yours, Legend of the Zelda. The Legend of Zelda.
If he lives anywhere, it's a cave.
No, I have not found that island. He says that island?
That island.
No, I just found the fucking island that takes all your weapons as soon as you get there and says, survive this island without all your shit. And I was like, what?
Damn.
That's the only island I found. That place is
bullshit.
Survivor,
man.
I did it. It's Survivor, but like you can't get voted off. Yeah. It's only you. That shit sucked. Oh, that was the island?
That's the island.
But there's nothing there. Anyway, okay, no, we're getting too deep into this.
That's
I'll
what we do here on Unfocus.
What else have I been watching? That show Orphan Black has been really good. I like that. WandaVision, as AJ mentioned, played a little bit of Soul Calibur. I wanted to play Tekken, but haven't gotten to it too much. I feel like... Oh, I read Daredevil, some more Daredevil. The character Echo is really interesting, man. I really hope... I think she's going to be in Hawkeye, in the Hawkeye show.
Oh, I was thinking like the Dolphin or some shit.
No, Echo is a Marvel superhero. She's deaf.
Oh.
And
that's ironic,
of course. Yeah, and they're, you know, fighting each other and dating, so yeah, it's, you know, see no evil, hear no evil. And but no, they fight each other, and she's like fucking super precise because everything, obviously opposite of Daredevil, her eyesight is super precise and blah blah. She doesn't even need to hear, she can feel the vibrations.
Damn,
so she
top.
Can often feel what you're saying in the air and shit like that. It's pretty crazy. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool too. I'm gonna start cracking, or I'll talk about that afterwards, I guess. There's definitely more things, but I guess I'll talk about them later. Gravity Falls. I've been watching that show, Gravity Falls, and it's super good. After almost the first season, the last 2 or 3 episodes of it get really fucking weird. And then after that, season 2 and 3 are, like, really weird. It's almost like a sci-fi, like, anime type of thing. Like, pretty cool. Like, I'm liking it a lot. That's on Disney Plus. It's pretty dark for a Disney thing, so I highly recommend people check it out. But otherwise... I guess I'll leave it at that until I remember other things. But yeah, we're Unfocused. Don't forget, unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com if you want to email us.
We're on Twitter, unfocus28, Instagram, unfocusedpodcasts. Or just go to clincher28.com. You can find all the links there.
And Apple Podcasts, too.
Apple Podcasts. Like, comment, subscribe. Spotify. We're on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on Spotify, too, and Stitcher.
All right.
Google something, Google Podcasts, whatever that shit is. You can find us there, too. Discord, clincher28.com/discord. Go join that. That's what we were using the other night. We were playing with Reason, on Tekken, or just on that Discord channel.
Oh, I watched Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah. So, what'd you think?
It's fucking good.
It was good, right?
You know, it had some moments that's like, you know, obviously it's a kid's movie, so some parts are not for me, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
But most of it was really fucking good. I liked almost the whole movie.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey was a little annoying at first, but he grew on me after a while. I was like, okay, I'm all right with this robotic.
He never really grew on me.
Yeah, I liked him. I liked him at the end, by the end of it and everything. But the first half, I didn't feel like he was playing Robotnik at all. I felt like he was just playing Jim Carrey, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, AJ disagrees, but I felt like as it went on, I started to feel a little bit more Robotnik-ness. Like, he started saying things that Robotnik would say, like...
Yeah, he would, but like, and then he'll do some Jim Carrey shit, you know? So it's like, he'll just nullify what the Robotnik that he just did, you know? And it's like, oh, cool, Robotnik, and then he'll do some stupid shit. It's like... All right, it's Jim Carrey again.
Well, I do think the ending's really promising, though. He looks like he's kind of going crazy and being a little more cartoonish, you know?
So seeing that part at the end, but, like, again, I don't want him to go Jim Carrey crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Because Robotnik...
Somebody stop me, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see all that. Like, because Robotnik, he's definitely super smart, but he's, like, evil and all that. But he'll go kind of crazy, but more in a, like, I gotta finish this, like, thing. Like, he becomes more obsessed, if anything else. That's kind of, when he goes crazy, it's more of an obsession type of crazy, like an OCD type of thing. Like, I need to complete this, you know? Mm-hmm. Get out of my way, you know, type of thing. Like, that's how I imagine Robotnik to be. Like, but Jim Carrey was kind of like that.
I was gonna say he was kind of like that.
But it was more like funny, stupid type of like that, you know? Like,
yeah, some of the jokes were not like, we're not very Robotnik like. Yeah, some of them are very pop
like that
culture.
Whole coffee thing. He's like, "I love latte. Thank you very much." Like he said, "All mean and stupid." It was something stupid like that.
Hey, well, even though that was dumb and that wasn't very much like Robotnik, no. That shit made me fucking laugh though. He said, "Of course I would, you idiot. I love the way you make them. Yeah. Get out of here." Yeah. I was like, "What the fuck?" Yeah, I was like
shit like that.
I did like his servant, how he would make faces sometimes when Robotnik would say shit, and he's like, "The fuck?" Because I was like, that's how I felt some of the things he was saying. I was like, "What the fuck?" Like,
yeah, he's too animated too. I think that's the other thing that bugs me too. It's like Robotnik's not that animated. You
mean
know?
Physically animated? Huh? Yeah, like, too many swinging his arms and yelling. Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's the other thing that I didn't like about it too.
But I mean, I don't know if you remember The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. That's kind of how he was to me. Like, you know, I guess you only watched Sonic the Hedgehog, the Freedom Fighters.
I watched the Adventures because those were easier to get across, and mm-hmm. I was able to find those more often and watch that more often than Freedom Fighters.
Right. And I felt like he was more like that one from, you know.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, but I guess either way, that's not. I do like how they slipped in the Eggman comment at some point. I was like, oh, that was dope. I was like, okay, just like bringing it full circle real quick.
Yeah. But yeah, so supposedly they're currently about to start filming the second one.
Yeah.
This year, so next year we should be getting it. I think they have a date for it too, which I think is in February.
Yeah, I think there is a date on it. Yeah. Sonic and Knuckles.
It all depends on what your bash came off of.
Basing him off of. Yeah, I mean, there's only really one is AJ's point, but you know, I guess they kind of like.
Like I liked Adventure, which is the more cartoony one for sure. Like it was fun and everything.
It wasn't great.
It was a good time, yeah. But like I definitely love more of the seriousness of like the Freedom Fighters one. I follow the comics a lot too, and then of course the video games were well. As far as for video games for me and Sonic, it's more of the Sega Genesis where there wasn't any talking at all. Mm. So the only time you saw Robotnik was when he's at the end of a zone and you're fighting him. But anyways.
All right, so that being said, let's jump into the main part of the podcast, the news.
Okay!
This is the news.
Let's do it!
The news. Yeah! The animation dope on it. It's fucking the world is fucking...
That was a really good intro.
No, that's fucking dope, man. I'm badass sometimes.
All right, you want to kick us off? All right, I'll kick us off.
All right.
So, Burger King...
Oh, shit.
...is now offering their own version of Happy Meals...
They've always had kids' meals, though.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, they're offering them, not with Nintendo, they haven't.
Oh, shit.
They got fucking Nintendo toys
what?
Right now. There's 6 different toys in all. I'm not going to go over all of them, but there's things represented from Legend of Zelda, the new Link's Awakening.
Oh, so just Nintendo. It's not Super Mario. It's just Nintendo.
Nintendo, yeah.
Damn.
Zelda Link's Awakening. Okay. There's some Animal Crossing stuff. There's cool. some Mario stuff and some Splatoon stuff.
Yes!
To name a few. There's 6 toys in all. Collect them at your local Burger King.
Fuck, I got is there a picture on this?
I didn't bring a picture of that one.
I'm about to fucking
this
shit up.
Be a nice surprise, but I think I'm going to bring them up now for you. Yeah, there's other games they have represented there as well, but I was like, oh, that's just cool. I like that that's a thing. When I was a kid, I would have died for some shit like this, like, and they never had it.
Yeah, man, just trying to get those fucking Mario ones back in the day.
Yeah, those whack-ass ones that I loved anyway. You know, like...
they look all right.
Yeah, they're just little toys, you know, but they're trinkets, but I like them. The style of them is really cool. Like, I like the Splatoon has 2 color sides, you know, like, and then, because they have the green side and the pink side.
Like, what's this? What the fuck is this Animal Crossing one? What the hell is that?
Is that a pin?
These other ones look cool, though. I'm assuming Mario Kart right there is going to be rolling around, right? It looks like Link's going to be rolling around, too. This looks like it's from the...
Link's Awakening. The new Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening, yeah.
And Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool to me.
I want more fucking visuals.
That's all. There's only 6.
All right, fine. Or it's better. Slightly better.
Yes, yeah, so they got a few things.
Oh, okay, it's a little game. Okay, oh, this.
Oh, you know, classic shit. Yeah, now I know what this is.
It's a little maze with a ball in it, it looks like, for Animal Crossing. It's in a leaf shape. This is exactly what I want to make with the 3D printer.
Oh, I bet
something
you
like this.
That, huh?
Yeah, I already have something already, like, sketched out and everything, like, modeled and the in the program. All I gotta do is print it. I know it's gonna take hours, like probably even days to do it, which is why I haven't started it yet. The Splatoon one, it looks like that might shoot out. Looks like there's a little switch
on the
side.
I think it does shoot.
Looks like it's gonna launch. Yeah. That's cool.
I love launching toys. That's always the best.
The best one was fucking the Sonic the Hedgehog at McDonald's, the Tails one. You fucking rest Tails on top of this thing, and you pull the string, and it fucking starts flying.
Oh, shit.
That was fucking dope. I wish I fucking had mine still. Anyways. But yeah, I'm down to go to Burger King if I can get some chicken tenders.
Fair enough. When does it end? Scroll down.
Yeah, is there a date on this?
I don't know. It usually goes for like a month or so, but I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, usually.
But okay. Sorry about that. But yeah, it is available right now. I know that. So, but yeah. All right, AJ, got some other news.
I'm going to Burger King tomorrow. That's my news right now. So back to Sonic real quick. Netflix finally announced and kind of came through with it, saying that yes, there's a Sonic animated series coming to Netflix. It's going to be a 3D animated series called Sonic Prime.
Oh, that's what it's going to be called?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's going to be called.
You would think Amazon would be airing that, right?
Right, exactly. And then also people are making...
That move, Netflix.
People are also making jokes like, oh, yeah, so, you know, Metroid Prime, Sonic Prime, you know, are we going to get, like, Sonic Corruption and all that? And they're doing all that.
I did see an article, too, where they said it's not going to interfere with the movies.
Yeah, it's going to be its own universe in a way, they're saying. Looks like there's going to be 24 episodes animated. It's going to be like mostly kids, family-friendly and all that. But it's also going to definitely draw, you know, some of the Sonic fans in, they're saying. What else were they saying here? The series will be animated by or at Will Bryan's Vancouver studio. And Sega and Wild Brain will jointly participate across production. Man of Action Entertainment, creators of Ben 10, and the characters and team of the Academy Award winning feature Big Hero 6. So the people that behind that, they're going to be the showrunners and then producers behind the series too. That sounds cool. Ben 10 and Big Hero 6.
Those are good ones.
I saw Big Hero 6.
You watching it one day. Is it pretty good?
Yeah, but Big Hero 6. Yeah, I've seen it a couple times. You should see it.
The movie or the crazy. Show? There's two, right?
Oh, there's a show for Big Hero 6?
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, shit. No, I haven't seen that. The movie's good.
Okay.
I haven't seen the show.
Yeah, there's a show.
Yeah, I think I saw that before. Yeah, I haven't watched that.
I don't know if it's any good.
I don't know either. But I know Ben 10 has a good following too, so I never heard anything bad about Ben 10. There's a writer, Justin Peniston. Looks like he's done some Avengers Assembled episodes in the past. Also, he's done he has his own webcomic called Hunter Black. I think he did something with Mega Man. Yeah, Mega Man Fully Charged.
Wait, Justin Peniston?
Mm-hmm.
That's my friend. Remember, I was the one who talked about Hunter Black. I have his book.
Oh, really?
He's the one who wrote Hunter
Black. Oh, he's going to be writing some episodes. Dude.
Yeah, oh, that's fucking cool.
Oh, shit.
He was involved in Mega Man.
Let him know of all my concerns.
Right? I will. He was doing a Mega Man. Mega Man
Fully
Super,
Charged.
Fully Charged. Yeah, he did that one, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, okay.
That's cool.
That's pretty dope. Yeah, Justin, you getting work, man. Good job.
For real.
Congrats.
And, also, on Twitter somewhere, one of the writers kind of confirmed that they're kind of, what do they say? Sonic Prime will be set in the video game universe called the, created by the Sonic team. So we're not going to get Archie, it seems. Looks like we're going to get whatever the Sonic team's created. That's the universe we're going into. However, though, he also mentioned that he's not adverse to seeing a few Sega crossovers happen. So I don't think that means other Sonic series, but just crossover Sega properties. So maybe some crazy taxi. You know,
whoever that guy is, I just sang right now. What is his name?
I don't know.
Remember that one guy, the comic one? You don't remember that thing?
No.
It was on your computer. It was with the dolphin game. That one. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was like a comic. It was like called Comic Something. It was a blonde guy. He would like go through and like fight. It doesn't matter.
Comic Kid Something.
It don't matter. Either way, Busta Groove.
Busta Groove. That's a Sega thing?
Yeah. Busta Groove. Jet Grind Radio. I would love
Sega.
That.
Vector Man. Is that Sega?
I don't even know who Vector Man
is.
Is
that first party Sega? Oh, we have a box right here, dude. Hold up.
Oh, you have a prop.
We have an actual Sega Genesis Mini right here that has some games behind it.
Most of them
being first party of them soon. Alex Kidd, Kid Chameleon. Ray Star.
I remember Kid Chameleon.
Vector Man. Fucking Virtua Fighter, dude.
Oh, shit. Virtua Fighter. The one thing I don't need to get a show.
Comic Zone. Is that what you're thinking of?
Comic Zone. Yeah, that's the one. Comic Zone.
Oh, I played this game, Columns. This is another game I played on the Sega Genesis Mini.
It's like a puzzle game, right?
Yeah, it's a puzzle game. That game was kind of weird, but you know how in most puzzle games, when you connect like multicolored like things or objects, whatever, like three of a kind, and if you do it vertically or horizontally, then it'll disappear. Mm-hmm. Well, this game was like that, but you could also do diagonally, which is fucking crazy. That was like a new twist on it. But the one weird thing was you always get pieces that were just top and bottom. You never got pieces that were left and right, and you couldn't flip them to go left and right. It was always just, you know, three pieces, you know, just straight down vertically. And then when you switch the pieces, it would just move from top to bottom. It was weird to kind of set up pieces like that. It kind of threw me off. But the fact that you could do shit diagonally, though, kind of helped that out. Anyways, that was a cool puzzle game. Hey, fuckers, language. My kids are watching you, bitch. Oh, my
God. You knew what we
were. Why would you say it like that? I like, can't be saying that.
You know what we are, bro. We've been doing this for a long time. You've been watching for even longer.
His kids are older now, too, so they probably understand more.
Yeah.
Watch Sonic, kids.
Yeah, go watch. Show them Sonic instead of us. Mm-hmm. So, Roger Craig Smith, ironically connected, is the voice for most Sonic games and has been for the last 10 years. And it looks like from a post he made that he's no longer going to be Sonic anymore.
Really?
He put on a tweet just a few days ago. Well, 10 years was an amazing run. Onward to new zones. He said, much love to the fans who've been so kind. And he showed a big blue heart with a crack in the middle of it.
Damn.
And yeah, Roger Craig Smith is the... He's not the solid voice of Sonic because he does other, you know.
Yeah, he's mostly the game voices, right?
Yeah, he's mostly the game voices. Yeah. There's a few games that vary, but for the most part, it's him.
Yeah.
And he's leaving for whatever reason.
I also heard the same thing happen with the voice actress for Amy Rose. She's also moving on too.
Oh, they're probably getting a new team on purpose.
She's retiring.
I think they want to do something different.
Sounds like they're restructuring Sonic Team in there.
That's what I mean. They're rebranding everything. Like,
yeah,
they might want to go with the Freedom Fighters now and like just get rid of the whole Amy.
You know,
face
I don't.
The cat
I don't.
Thing.
I don't think that will ever happen because those characters were created by Archie.
Oh no!
And not by Sega.
That won't happen. Then you're right. They want to pay. They don't want to pay them. Maybe you'll see a cameo here and there, but you'll never see them as the main characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, that guy's leaving Sonic. Another note that's also connected, I mentioned a couple weeks ago that a friend of mine wrote Batman Soul of the Dragon, which everyone should go check out. It's a really good animated movie, and he's actually writing another one. That one, so if you take a look on YouTube, or you can watch us right here live, there's a Justice League of America, the JSA, and they were recently pictured on that show I watched, Stargirl, which is really good. And now they're over here on, on this, and then they got an animated thing. Steve said we can block that, actually.
Yeah, but I don't really want to.
Yeah, so, Did you skip ahead a little?
So we'll see what happens, but...
Oh, man, I sent you the wrong thing. The title, can you look at the trailer for JSA? Trailer and all that good stuff. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, he's writing it. And it's going to be about the old school Justice League of America. I think I sent you the wrong thing. I was looking up a breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's going to focus on the main team of Wonder Woman, Hawkman, The Flash, the Jay Garrick version, as well as Our Man and Black Canary. And yeah, they're done very old school style, kind of like that one movie called Justice League New Frontier. There it is. That's the one. And it seems like it has a connection to the ones that they said was going to be over soon, which was Justice League, the New 52 cartoons, which ended with the Justice League Dark War. It looks like they're kind of continuing that because their Flash runs into this universe. Like, what the hell's going on?
Hmm. Animation looks kind of cool, but kind of weird.
Yeah, I like it. I was like, it looks kind of old school style.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But kind of like really clean, though.
Yeah, like dark lines like an old cartoon would be, right?
Yeah.
So it's a real simple team, very small team. Like I said, my friend that wrote Batman Soul of the Dragon wrote this one too. And if anyone's seen the old that last Justice League Dark 2, Flash ran away at the end and kind of reset the universe, and looks like he went here. Hmm. And so he's meeting this old-ass team from maybe a parallel universe because it's a different Wonder Woman too. I'm looking forward to it. I really like the JSA, especially since I've been watching Stargirl and now that whole thing's been happening. But yeah, we'll see.
That's crazy. The thing about this animation that looks cool though is that the items that are moving around that you should focus on are like sharp, but background is like kind of like blurred a little.
Yeah, it's kind of like misty almost. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I like that. Yeah.
I don't think I've seen this type of like animation before.
Yeah, it's like definitely a new style of
thing.
I like that look of them right there. Yeah, I see what you mean. It's real clear right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the focus is clear, but like the background is actually blurred. That's crazy.
So, aside from the news, I guess we have breaking news from our fans down here. Thank you, Cuckoos, for tuning in and telling us that.
Oh, that show was loud.
Yeah, Cuckoos and Techscator are actually talking about WandaVision, which we did not talk about in our In Focus Week, except for that we watched it. Marvel Minimates apparently has done something to spoil WandaVision's real villain. Apparently, my theory was confirmed, which I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to see what that is. I'm pretty sure it's that soldier, the guy at the head of S.W.O.R.D. is the villain. I don't know who he is, really. But
spoilers, by the way, guys.
Yeah, spoilers for WandaVision.
If you haven't watched WandaVision.
But yeah, it looks like he's going to be somebody pretty significant. I think I guess
unless
he was
another theory you had. I don't know if it's that one.
I had a lot of theories. Actually, I have a new theory I can't wait to share with everyone, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Yeah, it doesn't really. Yeah, you guys might have to inform me. I can't find anything off the bat about it. We'll come back to that. But speaking of WandaVision, again, like we mentioned, there will be spoilers for this point that we're going to talk about here. I have a new I have a new theory. Oh, Mephisto. I guess it is that guy.
Oh shit.
Look, it's a male. Oh shit. Cuz a lot of people are like maybe Mephisto will be a woman, but no, it's a male Mephisto. So yeah, I guess I was right.
That's crazy.
It's got to be that fucker. Very interesting. Thank you, Cuckoos, for hooking it up and for pointing that out, that was the case. So Mephisto's involved. Oh shit, they're fucking with the devil now. Ghost Rider's coming. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. So my theory, WandaVision, is that I've been noticing, I think I already told you, AJ. So Maria Rambeau created the sword department before this guy took over.
Right.
And then Monica pointed out that they changed it from sentient weapons observation and response department from creation is what she says.
Mm-hmm.
So that means they were making sentient weapon creation department. And that actually makes a lot of sense because Maria Rambeau watched a core blow up in Carol Danvers' face and give her superpowers. And they had the Tesseract with Project Pegasus.
Yeah, they had it for a while.
This would make a lot of sense that maybe that's what she made S.W.O.R.D. for, is to make more superpowered people.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that didn't work, or they wouldn't have shut it down and changed the program.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe those people that got tested on one day, their kids will have powers like imbued into them.
So maybe they all got like corrupted in some way, but nothing came out. But later on, it'll just come out, right?
The X-Gene will wake up, because that's kind of how it is in X-Men. Like, you know, usually the parents don't have it, but some kids will have it. And then even some kids will have regular human kids, but they'll have some mutant kids, you know? Like
Mazakus.
Yeah. It's the atavism of the Mazaku. Yeah, that's right. You're right, AJ. It's exactly like that.
Yu Yu Hakusho reference, kids.
Yeah. And on top of that, that would also make sense for why Baron Von Strucker knew how to give Wanda and Pietro powers. Because there's no reason he would know to use the stone on them to give them powers unless they're agents that they had hidden inside of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Pegasus and S.W.O.R.D.
Can we talk WandaVision now too? Can we talk more
about
that?
Isn't that what we're talking about?
I asked some other like things that I've heard about that I want to discuss too real quick.
Okay.
But anyways, we're talking about WandaVision right now, guys.
Wait.
Saying.
All
right. Sound like we are.
But my point though, right?
But yeah. So they use, what was it, the Mind Stone, right?
Yeah.
To kind of unlock the powers in there. So like, do we need Infinity Gems to do that?
I don't think we do. Because at this point, Wanda seems to have embodied the power of her Infinity Gem. So I don't think we need that anymore.
So you're saying so maybe they might have used the Space Gem, the Tesseract, to kind of do experiments. Nothing happens. But then later on, Strucker used a Mind Gem, unlocked Petro's and Wanda's shit, and now they're powerful, right?
Yeah, and they only knew to do that because they had spies inside of S.H.I.E.L.D. that told them, hey, they were trying to use the stone on them.
And that's Hydra, right? Because Hydra's infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. and all that, so they know all that shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Now, they snapped, right? Snap, it was, you know, caused a bunch of radiation from those gems. One of them being the Mind Stone. So, yeah, that radiation could have touched other people, Mutants.
Hey, the snap went across the world three times.
True.
Once with Thanos, mm-hmm. once with Bruce Banner, and once with Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Damn. I think that's more than enough to upstart a gene that could be reactive to a superpower.
Yeah, all that gamma radiation.
And like Rocket...
That was all gamma, right?
Yep. And like Rocket Raccoon said, Earth became ground zero for a surplus of cosmic energy that the universe has never seen before.
Yeah, Tech says she's given off cosmic energy so she can give people powers too. Possibly, maybe, not confirmed.
I don't know about that.
Maybe.
I don't think it's out of her possibilities, but I don't think that's happening right now.
Yeah. And what was crazy, too, is that what they were saying, that the radiation they're reading, I forgot what they called it, but it was the same type of radiation that was at the Big Bang, you know, which that's interesting.
Yeah. Also, why did the head of S.W.O.R.D. know about that, but all his scientists didn't know about that? Unless he was there for the Big Bang.
Oh.
Which would be like Mephisto.
Yeah, was it the same guy, right?
Yeah, that's true. Because he'd be the only one that would get that. I do think you have a point with that with House of M storyline, Tech Skater. But I think that that's going to come from what Wanda and Vision talked about last episode. And that was Vision saying, Wanda, we can leave. We can go anywhere. And she said, no, we can't. We're stuck in this town, right? But I think she might start expanding that bubble outward to envelop eventually the whole world. And yeah, that's House of M right there, you know, like changing reality for everybody.
That'd be cool. Now to the little theories I've heard too.
Yeah.
So one of them that someone pointed out that I saw was that, you know how like something weird has happened in the episodes with Wanda? One is the boss dude that came for dinner. He started choking, right?
Yeah.
Before he started choking, though, he was asking questions, right? He was asking a little bit
too many questions,
right? Yeah. Yeah. And then the other injury that happened in the episodes, the second episode, was that one girl by the radio. I forget what she was asking, but she was like asking too many questions and all that, and Wanda was getting concerned.
Dottie, right?
Dottie, yeah. And then the glass broke in her hand, and she became injured, right?
Mm-hmm. And the blood was colored.
Yeah, and then there was blood and all that, right? The third person to fuck with Wanda was Monica Rambeau.
And
she started asking too many questions. And she got tossed out, right? So yeah. See, it seems like anyone that kind of messes with Wanda in a way, or kind of asks too many questions, or feels like a threat to Wanda, ends up getting hurt in some way.
Or you mean almost killed in
or
some
almost
way.
Even that's killed, yeah. Like but at the very least injured, you know, in some way. Because the guy choking, the chick broke the glass in her hand, started bleeding.
Whatever reason.
And then Monica got tossed out.
Yeah.
And I think Vision might be next, possibly, because he's starting to, like, see shit worry about it.
And I saw a trailer. They were still in the sitcom mode, but him and Wanda were staring at each other angrily, and they were both flying in the sky.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. Are they about to get down? Like,
yeah.
Is this about to be a problem? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, exactly. So there's that, too. Yeah. Also, what I noticed, too, is that it looks like we're going to get, like, a current day, like, what are those type of reality shows called where you're like being interviewed?
Oh, reality shows.
Reality shows, I guess is what you call them.
Yeah, because there was something in the trailer that showed Wanda being interviewed, right?
Yeah, like she was talking to the camera about like what's going on. She was like, oh, they're going to fucking do like
real
today.
World.
Like, yeah, exactly. Well, with the, there's a certain name for the type of shot. It's something, I forgot what it's called.
Okay, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But it looks like they're going to be doing that pretty soon, too. Oh, other thing, too, someone pointed out that was weird. I don't think it's really confirmed at all. I don't think it's true, but just a funny thought. Looks like Wanda might have the powers of all the Infinity Stones because she's fucking with everyone's mind, right? Everyone's mind's erased.
Yeah.
She somehow brought back Vision to life, so Soul Gem right there, right? She's reality stone powers because she's fucking with everyone's reality all the way around. People that come through and all that reality is being fucked with. She's reversed time before when she saw the beekeeper come out. She rewinded time and they just never went out there instead, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
we haven't seen power yet, or I guess we haven't seen space yet, I suppose.
I just thought
that was an interesting connection there.
Well,
I guess power could be her tossing out Monica.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
I mean, I could see the point there, but I really think that that's her chaos magic kicking in.
I think it's more of that, yeah.
I think her power is just getting so strong that she's able to do things that she didn't think she could do before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess we'll see, because I wouldn't doubt that. I won't rule that out, because Thanos did destroy the stones.
True.
And I do remember in an interview, Kevin Feige said, just because the stones are gone doesn't mean their energy is gone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe in the MCU... chaos magic is harnessing the stones magic.
Maybe.
You know, like maybe.
That is chaos, you know.
You know, like, Well, you know, like how in Slayers, like, you use magic by drawing something from a stronger being or something.
Yeah.
So maybe her magic and what Chaos magic is in the MCU is to draw magic from the stones and use the stones' magic, you know?
Maybe.
That's just an idea. I don't know.
That's an idea. That would be an interesting idea, too, because maybe she couldn't access that before because the gems existed.
Exactly.
But now that they're actually gone.
Point. Yep. Yeah. Because he broke them.
Yeah. So now the energy's free. Mm-hmm. Just thoughts, you know, just thoughts.
But we've been right a lot, actually. So we had some wrong things about Endgame, but I think we've been right a lot about a lot of MCU stuff. So, you know, tell your friends about us, guys. I definitely called a lot of this WandaVision stuff.
Is the stone, are they order? Magic is chaos? What?
I don't know. I don't know. That's not what I really meant. Because there's a type of magic called chaos magic. That's what I'm talking about in Marvel. And that magic is the power to create and destroy as you please. And humans never get that magic. Like, they can't get that magic at all, like, period. Even if you knew the spell for it, you couldn't access that magic. But Wanda, because of the combination of her mutant power and her magic, she's able to get into chaos magic somehow, you know?
Mm.
So, hopefully that answers any questions there. But,
anyways,
yeah, so that's some theories and some things we wanted to talk about WandaVision. Anything else you want to bring up?
I want to bring up, because it's kind of one of my stories, but I'll just bring it up now so because it connects. When Monica came back to S.W.O.R.D. and was talking with the director or acting director or whatever, they were talking about how people don't want to go to space anymore and all that, right?
Yeah.
We had a theory there, right? And then Steve gave us that text this morning. So apparently on Instagram, Flash Thompson from Spider-Man has an Instagram account that actually exists where you might get some hints of what's coming up pretty soon and all that. Just kind of a fun thing to go along with the movie. But in one of his posts, I think it was like yesterday or something like that, it's just looks like a Daily Bugle article, you know, a bunch of random stories on there. The very, very bottom of it, there's some like writing over it because of Instagram, you know, art and all that. But right in the bottom of it, there's a little line in there that says, you know, oh, like no one's doing anything about, you know, other matters. Everyone's worried about Spider-Man. You know, why not worry about this? Why not worry about that? Why not needs to find the astronauts? Someone got to save JJ's cats, you know? But there's that line in there about the astronauts. Someone needs to find the astronauts. What does that mean? You know, what astronauts?
It already happened. The last S.W.O.R.D. agents to do it. Mm-hmm. Oh shit!
So this is a reference. If anyone's not getting it, to
the
Fantastic Four, right? So maybe this Fantastic Four thing's already happened, and we just don't have that storyline yet. But it looks like they're throwing out hints already.
And for anyone who doesn't know, Fantastic Four are not superheroes. They do superhero shit, but they're actually scientists and explorers. So that's their thing. They go out to space, they go out to other dimensions, they go out to weird places you wouldn't imagine, and they kind of learn about it and like bring that knowledge back to Earth and shit, you know.
Now most of my Fantastic Four knowledge is from the first movie we got from Fox, right?
No,
which is bad. I know.
Yeah,
so I just need to confirm, because Fantastic Four got their powers in space, right? Some radiation came through, whatever, right?
Yeah.
The Tardis ship. In the movie, Doom was there. Was
no,
Doom originally
no,
there?
No. They made that up.
Okay. That's just
actually, you know what I would like you to do? When you're done with X-Men, watch on Disney Plus the Fantastic Four animated. It's great.
That's great? Okay.
The first season's a little weird because like the animation isn't great. Second season, you see how good the animation gets, and it's like it's better. But the story's always there. And I think like one of the first episodes is it's called "And a Blind Man Shall Lead Them." Like that line from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Because Daredevil's in like the first episode,
that's cool.
Yeah, so I really think you should watch that show. The best thing about that Fantastic Four animated show, if anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, it's the one that aired on Fox in the '90s. That one had the best cameos, and it explained the Marvel universe the best. Because like they would go everywhere. You'd see the Avengers in there. There were some random little cameos of X-Men and Spider-Man, and like you know the. They fought Doctor Doom. They fought the Hulk. Like, they go around the Marvel universe.
That's cool.
And it connects to all the other Marvel animated shows, including X-Men, Spider-Man the Animated Series, and the Hulk.
Nice.
They're all in the same universe. So it's funny because those cartoons are actually the basis for the MCU.
Yeah.
Because those cartoons like kind of did that first. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, just watching freaking X-Men though, like damn, they got so many different characters to play with. Because all the characters I was mentioning earlier in the beginning of the show, like I can just imagine, like man, what did they bring this dude into the MCU? Like oh man, they can easily just throw these characters into just like a little random points, yeah. You know, if they wanted to.
And I think they will.
For moments, you know.
I think they will, man.
And you know, as long as you don't kill them, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think they've learned their lesson. I hope.
Yeah.
I think we'll see if Taskmaster dies. If Taskmaster
lives.
Yeah,
I'm hoping he doesn't die. Yeah.
Yeah, if he lives, I'll feel like Marvel learned their lesson, you know?
Yeah.
So,
anyways.
All right. So that being said, let's go back into the news, yeah?
Yeah.
My turn. You want to go first?
I only did one story so far.
Oh, yeah, you go
first. So let's talk about another one, which is why I have this controller here on the desk today. This is my Steam controller. I like this controller a lot. Has these little touch pads right here. So rather than D-pads and like buttons and stuff like that, where you get your, you know, typical X, Y, A, B buttons there, it's just fucking huge touch pads, like mouse pads, like on your, like a trackpad on your laptop. That's what these are. But they also, you can push them in too, and they actually act like actual D-pads and all that, because there's actually function in there. It will detect where your finger's at. It will detect whether or not you're touching it and everything. And then you got your typical buttons on there too, your one joystick and your other X, A, B and Y buttons there too. You got your typical shoulder buttons up top, you know, your bumpers and triggers. And you also have these other third little triggers right here against where your hand grips. So when you wrap your hand around the controller, you know, typically your pointer finger, your middle finger would touch the bumper, the trigger, and then like your ring finger would touch this bottom part on the handle. These are buttons down here.
Oh, shit.
Reason I'm bringing that up is because Valve was facing a lawsuit for this controller and for this particular part. This last part I mentioned with these buttons on these triggers on the bottom, like a third.
Why did they get a lawsuit for buttons?
Because someone had the patent for it already. Someone
Wow.
made the patent for it, and I guess Steam didn't go too far out of the way to confirm this, you know, patent and all that.
They didn't work hard to look and see if it was a thing. They
yeah.
were just like, fuck it.
They kind of just made it real quick, whatever, I suppose. But the invention was already created. I think maybe they just made it themselves and didn't realize someone else has already made this function before. It could be a possibility, too. But this little company, what was it called? Ironberg, apparently had that technology already, and Valve had infringed on it. And so for the last like 4 years or so, they've been in court with this thing, and it's finally done. It's finally done, and then Valve lost the court case, and now they got to pay $4 million in damages.
$4 million?
Yeah,
okay. Well, it's
Ironberg wanted $11 million, though.
What the fuck? $11 million?
He wanted $11 million originally.
Fuck out of here.
But the court, you know, saw like $4 million was, you know, I guess better,
Jesus.
I suppose.
Even $4 million's a lot, but
yeah.
I mean, I get it because it's like it's a
patent. It's
something,
it's a technology.
Was,
it's
yeah,
an
you
invention.
Broke you broke the law and you made a lot of money off of it. So
yeah.
Who knows? You know?
I mean, I'm not sure they made a lot of money on this because this controller is not really popular.
Well, if you make,
I love it though.
I mean, if you make money at all on it, like
yeah.
substantial money at all, like if you make over $100,000, they're probably like, okay,
yeah,
we need our fucking, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think this controller is discontinued now. I don't think they make it anymore.
I bet they don't.
But I have two, though.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
That's what's going on with that, and that's kind of what it was about. You know what's funny about this buttons, too, is that the button right here, it looks like, it sounds like it's fancy and everything. All it is just this plastic piece right here is actually just a...
It's like on a swivel.
It's just a cover.
Oh,
it's
wow.
just a cover. That's
wow.
all it is. And then because it's flexible plastic, it pushes little triggers in here. That's all it is. It's a little button in there gets pushed.
Wow.
from flexing the plastic.
I mean, it is a pretty cool-ass simple idea. So
I could see
why someone would get mad that someone tried to sneak it, you know? Or
yeah.
like because that's pretty cool, though, you know?
Yeah, I remember when I first took that off, I'm like, where's these buttons I was pushing? I still don't know where the trigger's at, honestly. Anyways, that's that.
All right. In other news... Demon Slayer. I don't know if you guys have been following this podcast or if you've just been following like anime news in general, but fucking Demon Slayer is Japan's biggest anime movie of all time. Like, it smoked all the Miyazaki movies or something like that. It's crazy. Like, everyone's been going to see it. I don't know if it's just because of quarantine that people just couldn't wait to get out to see a movie finally, a good animated movie, but this shit's fucking destroying all the records in Japan. I think it even smoked Evangelion 3.0, which had the record before that. And, yeah. But apparently, it's going to be coming out to, I'm sorry, to Australia and New Zealand starting February 25th. Now, it's going specifically to those countries because they're both considered technically COVID-free countries because they don't have a problem of it surging and spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're going to be getting this movie. But yeah, February 25th for them. Hopefully one day we catch up. And I do agree with that, TechSkater. But yeah, hopefully we catch up and we get this movie here because this movie's going to make a gang of money, especially all the nerds that have been chilling on the inside. Like, they're going to be ready to watch this shit when it comes.
This movie, is it like in connection to the anime and all that?
Yeah, it happens immediately after the anime, which people love this anime. I don't know if you know. But
so yeah, I know. I've heard a lot about it. I haven't seen it yet, though. I have it on my list to watch it soon, though. Someday.
You should.
When I'm done with, like, X-Men and other shit.
Yeah, watch X-Men and Fantastic Four, then go to Demon Slayer. Okay. I think you should really see Fantastic Four, especially for what's about to be coming soon, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. But yeah, Demon Slayer coming to Australia and New Zealand. So if we happen to have any fans there, which I doubt, you guys, you know, we're letting you know now.
We have listeners in Russia, supposedly. I was looking at download stats for the podcast, and surprisingly, we're getting more downloads than I thought. But I think like number two is Russia or some shit.
What the fuck?
Or thinking that we had like one or two downloads often in Russia. Something weird
it's,
like that.
It's just funny that would even happen at all.
Yeah, I know.
That's cool. Fucking, you never know, huh? You never know.
I mean, that's not as close as, you know, New Zealand or Australia, but.
Right.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm fucking proud. Thank you, Mother Russia.
Russian hackers are listening to you guys. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, man, if we can help, we can help, all right?
Yeah. I want to talk about this real quick, what Reason said. Reason said Lil Uzi Vert, put an infinity stone on his forehead.
Oh, I heard about that.
Apparently, it's a 24 million pink diamond.
Yeah, yeah. And people are wondering if he did that because he's in love with the WandaVision show or not.
Maybe, yeah.
No, that's what people are wondering. Like, did he do this because WandaVision's been so good? Like,
yeah. That's funny, though. Like, and then just to show off your gems and shit. That's funny.
Lil Uzi Vert? Is that different from Lil Uzi?
I have no clue, dude. I have no idea.
I mean, I know how the names are with rap right now, so I don't know. That might be a totally different guy. I told you how confused I was with YG and Yo Gotti, so.
What about Lil Nas X?
That's confusing. I ain't touching that one with a 39 and a half foot pole, man. Lil Nas X.
Diplomat says the same. So Lil Uzi Vert, same shit. Okay. That's what I thought too. But you never know, you know?
Man, I would have just been LNX if I was Lil Nas X. Like, that way somebody has to ask, you know? But AJ?
All right. Another news. Netflix. Speaking of talking about more Netflix. Oh, by the way, guys, that Sonic show I was talking about coming out next year, 2022. But also what may come out next year, or I guess what could have came out next year, might have been this Netflix series. Legend of Zelda live action.
Yes, sir.
Apparently that was in the works, and I think we had a rumor about it a while back.
Yeah, about a couple, maybe two or three years ago when they first started talking about it, we did have that.
I think we talked about it a little bit. As soon as that happened, Nintendo got scared and pulled out.
Yeah, they and you know why they pulled out?
Why?
Because there was a leak from the Netflix side.
Yeah, it came from Netflix themselves. Yeah, leak came from Netflix.
I think it's the thing that you and I reported on. That's why they fucking didn't do it, because they didn't want anyone to, you know, Nintendo's real secretive about their releases. They were mad that people even knew that they were making it. They didn't want people to know that.
So weird. Nintendo does shit like that a lot.
Yeah, they do. I think they feel like there's a lot of value in the surprise. You know what I mean? In the event where it gets announced. So they hate this whole leaking culture, because like, they really like being the ones to give it to you and show you.
I'm
like,
surprised they went through with finishing the Super Mario theme world.
They spoiled the fuck out of that, right? Plane shots of that shit. Yeah, I can't remember. Exactly. I was like, what the fuck?
Imagine, oh shit, they already got pictures out there. No, let's stop.
Just tear it all down.
Tear it down now. We're done. No, we're not doing this anymore.
Basically, might as well if you're going to do it like that. You know what's interesting? There was going to be another show. That show was part of a two-show deal. You already know about it. Yep.
The other one was Star Fox. And it was going to be a claymation collaboration project with College Humor.
And do you know where
that is weird?
You know where that comes from?
No, I don't.
There's already a College Humor short about Star Fox.
Oh, is there?
And it's about him being like an existential hipster, kind of.
Interesting.
And like basically like it's like a adult comedy kind of feel.
Yeah.
And they're like Star Fox, like they get in line with them. Star Fox, we need you to stop Andross. And he's like, but why? You know? And like it goes on, like it has him like just like every time someone asks, he's like, Star Fox, we got to avenge your father. He's like, Andross killed your dad. He's like, I hated my dad. My dad was dead to me before he died. And I was like, wow. It's just like real funny. Like, you got to check it out. I'll show it to you
after. I got to see that, yeah.
I'll show it to you after the podcast.
That's funny that Nintendo will greenlight something like that with College Humor.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. So I wonder what that would have been like. And it was claymation, too, which is even more weird.
Well, that short is also kind of claymation.
Oh, is it?
I think it's stop motion, but you could tell that it could have went to claymation if it had more money.
But
you know?
Claymation and stop motion go hand in hand together, though.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes people do stop motion with toys or paper. You know what I mean? But, like, I feel like that was hinting that the next step up was going to be, like, claymation stop motion show. And it would have been funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to go see that now to see what it could have been. I wonder if they would have taken it more serious, though, and actually had an actual Star Fox store, or if they would have just been funny like that throughout the whole thing.
I
feel like that might have just ruined the Star Fox for people.
I think Nintendo probably told them, hey, just tone the humor down a little bit. You can keep the adultness. I mean, this is just me thinking from what I think I know about Nintendo. I feel like they're probably like, just tone the humor down a little bit, take a little of the adultness out, and you guys can do it. Just make sure there's Star Fox in it, you know? Make sure the story's in it, you know? And I guess it ended up being pretty funny. It looked pretty good.
But that's funny because I don't think we knew about the Star Fox thing. So why would you pull out for Star Fox 2, Nintendo?
You know what? I think we actually did cover that there was a Star Fox project, like an animated project in the works, but we didn't know this much detail. Mm. I think we did talk about it. But yeah, we didn't know that it was going to be like a claymation. I don't even think that we knew Netflix was involved because I think they had canceled it. And that's why that news leaked.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I love that they finally backtracked and told us what happened with that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, well, that kind of sucks. That would have been cool to see those things. At least to see them, even if they were kind of bad or whatever, at least be able to see, like, okay, this is what it shouldn't be or what it should be, you know?
Yeah.
Can't even do that.
Can't even do that,
man. That sucks. Can't even see the potential of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that Super Mario movie still in works?
Yeah,
though?
Still in the works.
Okay.
Yeah, that's happening.
Because we've heard about that. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you pull out of that, huh?
No. Facts. All right. So speaking of a different streaming service, Disney Plus has put out a trailer for The Mighty Ducks, Game Changers.
New show?
A new show on Disney Plus. They've been talking about it for a year or so, but no one knew if it was going to be real because that whole Lizzie McGuire thing, you know? Like, so no one's like, we're just going to wait out and see if they're really going to make that. And yeah, there's a trailer out right now on YouTube for Mighty Ducks, the Game Changers.
Now, is it animated, like one of the animated shows, or is it the live action?
It's live action.
Oh, shit.
As in Emilio Estevez is going to be in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and it takes place 30 years after, just like real life. They're going to go the Star Wars route. Yeah, and it's looking pretty interesting. I want to check it out. I love Mighty Ducks personally. Emilio Estevez will be coming back as Coach Bombay. I believe they put a release day out too. Let me see if I can find that part for you guys.
Coming soon.
Yeah, let's just say coming soon. Oh, March 26th.
Oh,
Friday.
Soon. Super soon.
Yeah, super soon. So yeah, check out the trailer. It's on YouTube. Mighty Ducks, Game Changers. AJ?
That's around the time where WandaVision should be done.
Yeah, I told you, bro. I told you. They I'm so mad they held out on giving us WandaVision. I heard they could have started it like in December. But they didn't want to. They wanted to wait it out. That being said, all right, AJ, got some news for us, or should I go again?
No, I got another one here. So iOS, which is the Apple firmware for your iPhones and all that, right? You know, they have updates every so often, right? There's always one big new update every year. And they always go like in order, like, you know, update, you know, 1.0, 2.0, 3.0, all that, right?
Yeah.
Right now we're on 14.
Jesus.
People are also part of like a beta program too, where they can test out the next build of it. So you get like 14, 14.1, 0.2, 0.3, 0.4, and all that, right?
All the practice
and
rounds,
And then some people are part of a beta program where they can get that release earlier to kind of test it out, get a feel for it and all that, and report back, you know, little bugs they found and all that, right? Well, apparently in this next update coming out pretty soon, 14.5 for iOS, in there, it looks like there's going to be some support for the new-gen console controllers. So I'm talking about PS5 DualSense controllers and Xbox Series X controllers. So you're going to get full compatibility with this, according to the people using the 14.5 beta for iOS. Which sounds pretty cool, getting that full function and being able to use your own controller. So if you already own one of these systems and you want to use that controller to play some of these games on your iOS, on your iPhone, looks like you'll be able to do that pretty soon. I know some people out there make like these little holders that will connect to your controller and to hold your phone. So you can actually hold the controller and have the screen right above your controller right there. Kind of like a, almost like a DS type of, you know, system going on. So maybe we'll get more of those type of things too in the future too. But that sounds pretty cool because it's kind of hard to find a good controller out there sometimes. And a lot of different companies make different Bluetooth controllers that are compatible. But, you know, why spend the extra money when you have this other controller laying around, right?
Right.
So look out for that coming soon. I'm pretty sure this update will be coming out in a couple months.
Okay. In other news, Thundercats. Anyone who's a fan of that and loves the old school 80s version of it will know how hard it is to find some of the 80s stuff. I think they reissued the actual figures, but now a company called Super 7, I think they might even be the same ones who reissued the figures, have made the Thunder Tank.
Damn.
And you can get it again. It's almost identical to its 80s version. There are pre-orders open now. The actual thing you can't buy, but the pre-orders are open. You only have one chance to do it. And here's the sad news.
It's like $20,000, right?
Oh, no. You know what? You just softened the blow. Good shit, AJ. $500.
Oh, just $500. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, $500, man.
They asked too much, this Chibi Wags.
$440. Like damn, you responded quick. Yeah. $449.99 is really what
to be exact, you know.
To be exact, yeah. so $450. But it's 27 inches tall.
Wait, how tall?
27 inches tall.
Fuck.
17 inches wide.
Wow.
When it's fully assembled, it can carry up to 6 Thundercat figures.
That's crazy.
At the same damn time.
Damn, where's that bud?
Man. shit's real, man. It includes a cartoon accurate deco, opening cargo bay door, an articulated jaw, glowing eyes, rolling tank treads, and wheels with steel axles, swappable armored and clear windshields for both battle and aquatic modes.
Yo.
And a removable swiveling turret.
This shit has
Jesus
features,
Christ.
Man.
This shit has more features than my car.
Probably has a kitchen sink in there too.
Jesus. Yeah, right? It's now it's got everything but the kitchen sink. That's what it looks like. Yeah. So if you guys
like has 5 bathroom stalls, you know, for every character and shower and gym court, you know,
just for you to see it. Like, look,
that's pretty.
And
sick.
Then everything opens up. These fucking panels, all that shit opens up.
That's crazy.
So yeah, man.
I never knew fucking Thundercats had this machine, this vehicle.
I think it's in the intro song. Aren't they driving around?
I have no clue. I actually never seen Thundercrats.
Yo, bro, I've only seen a little. I don't like it. Text case, that sounds like a bargain.
Right? Apparently, they want like $50 for one of the figures.
What the fuck? Yeah. 50 a figure? Yeah, fuck that, bro. I can't support that. That's wrong.
Hey, some people are out there, though, willing to fucking do that, though.
I know, man. One other piece of news. George Clooney joins the Buck Rogers movie. I don't know if anyone knows... they're remaking Buck Rogers, which is one of the OG sci-fi things. It's kind of like, you know, before there was Star Wars, I think this was a book. And then Star Wars movie was successful, so they made a Buck Rogers TV show. And this is about a guy from the 20th century like us, you know.
Okay.
And for whatever shenanigans, he falls into the 25th century.
Oh, shit.
And he helps
the future.
Yeah, and he helps them, like, save their timeline and shit like that.
Damn.
Because, you know, I guess his old school ideals are, like, different and, like, you know,
who's
valuable.
Buck Rogers?
That's the main guy of the thing from the 21st century. From the 20th century, and he goes to the 25th century.
But he's a person I've heard of.
You've heard of him because of this sci-fi.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, it's famous, bro. It's big. It's
okay.
Big. Yeah, that's the only reason you've heard about it. But yeah, they are making a movie.
I thought he was some like Western star from the back in the days.
It sounds
like
it would be that, right? That's what I thought when I was a kid because I never watched it. My dad, got it for us.
Like I just heard the name mentioned once in a while, like in jokes, like in comics or something like that. Like I know there's like a Garfield comic strip where he mentions Buck Rogers. I was like, I don't get it. Isn't there like
drink? It was a space thing. You probably didn't get the joke. Right?
Yeah, I think there's a drink called the Buck Rogers. I think.
Probably because it gets you fucked up for it to be called to the space thing, you know, like that. But yeah, George Clooney is going to be on it. He's going to produce, actually.
Batman.
And possibly star in it. I think this is a cool idea. It's going to be written by Brian K. Vaughan. That's my motherfucker. He's the man. He wrote the Runaways comic. He wrote Saga. He's the shit. He's one of my favorite writers. And he's writing the new Gundam movie that's coming out in a few years or a year. I don't know exactly. They haven't been, they haven't been updating us. But he's writing the Gundam movie. I love Brian K. Vaughan.
Gundam movie, too?
Yeah, man. We talked about it last year.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. This guy's he's a great writer, man. It's in good hands, at least for the writing. As long as the studio doesn't come in and say, change this and change this, it's going to be good. I promise. But, yeah, so Buck Rogers is coming out. And yeah, George Clooney's attached. He might even star in it, leading me to believe he might actually be Buck Rogers, unless he's going to be too old for that. I mean, I haven't seen how he looks these days.
No, no. Oh, we have a picture for that too. I did not know that.
Oh shit, I didn't know that either. Nice. Yeah, that's the old school photo of it. Buck Rogers. Oh
wow, is this where Bucky O'Hare came from?
Probably. It's probably Bucky O'Hare's probably a reference to Buck Rogers.
Wow.
I wouldn't doubt it. It's probably a reference to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point, AJ. But yeah, so keep an eye out for this movie. You'll probably see a trailer at the end of the year, maybe next year. We got a few things. If the star is in it, it'll be cool to play the character.
Reason just resubscribed.
Oh shit, good luck in that, Reason.
Fifth month.
We appreciate that, man.
Thank you.
All right, AJ, you want to give us some news before I give the last one?
I got one more too, yeah.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
We
should have him on the soundboard, the fucking Street Fighter guy.
That's a good idea. Tomb Raider. You ever heard of that like series before? It's like a video game or something like that.
I don't know much, but I think I talked about it last week. What's up, man?
Wait, what did we talk about last week with Tomb Raider?
That there's going to be a sequel movie written by the one.
Oh, yeah, that's what we talked about last week, yeah. Well, in addition to that, sounds like there might be an animated series coming. Actually, an anime.
What the fuck?
Coming through pretty soon.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so Legendary TV just announced this. It's going to be a new show. It's going to be an anime, which sounds even weirder. It's not animated. It's an anime. Written and executive produced by Tasha Huo.
Oh, shit.
Who did the Witcher Blood Origin. Which I have no clue who that is, really.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what the Witcher Blood Origin is. Is that the Witcher, Blood Origin? I don't know. But that's who you can expect to be behind this series for Tomb Raider. So that sounds like fun. I'm not sure where it's going to be coming out, though. I'm not sure if it's going to be a Netflix thing or not. It is a Netflix series. My bad. It is. So another Netflix series coming soon. So yeah, look out for that. That sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
It looks like they might be going based off the current trilogy. I think they're kind of talking about too, like how this interpretation of Lara Croft has not been the most popular.
Yeah, that's
so
very true.
I guess they don't not sure yet which way they're gonna go with it. But look out for that coming soon.
Okay. So this is the last piece of news we got today. It's pretty big. Ryan Coogler has been greenlit to get a 5-year deal with Disney, and he will be doing Marvel projects specifically. Only one of those shows has been named and officially greenlit, and it will be a show based on the Kingdom of Wakanda and its goings on. So there will be a Black Panther TV show, basically. I'm assuming this show is going to serve the purpose of explaining what's going on with T'Challa, maybe even what happened, or like why he's dead. Maybe even what happened.
How are they going to explain that? Because didn't they say, too, that they're not going to, like, recast him? They're not even going to, like, redo his face or anything like that.
I think they're going to pull back on that, but we'll see. But for now, they're saying no. So that being the case, imagine they're not going to do that, like you said, because they said they're not going to do it.
Tex says Wakanda forever.
That's right, Tex.
That's right. What I'm thinking, since there's going to be a Disney Plus series now, maybe it's going to be animated, and that's their way around not recreating his face through one of those, you know, Luke Skywalker type of things.
Especially,
you know,
if they use the same art they did for the What If show.
Yeah, exactly.
That can make people happy. Ah, mm-hmm. AJ, that's good. Another way I think it could go.
Yeah, that means it's going to have a sad ending if they do that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, for sure. That sounds about right, AJ. The other reason I find that very interesting is because I'm like, I feel like it also could cover what happened to Wakanda during the snap, because that's very important. And we need to know that, because that kingdom was very specific on T'Challa's rules, and they have a lot of rules about not having a king in place and shit. So I have to imagine somebody had to step in to take his spot during that time. I also think it'd be really cool if they did something like Shuri, like someone tried to take over the throne when they found out he was gone. And sure, he got whisked away Samurai Jack style to learn different ways to fight and shit and become worthy of the throne. And then he showed up. Like, oh, okay, I'll do it. But yeah, then he dies. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That is an idea I had in my head. It'd be really cool to see Shuri going to different places in the Marvel Universe and learning how to fight from everyone, because they make it seem like she's not really a fighter.
That'd be cool, yeah.
You know, Bucky could train her.
That'd be sick to see, yeah.
Right?
Well, Bucky was kind of gone, too, though.
No, maybe she'll travel. Well, because, you know, they got to get her away from Wakanda if someone's trying to take the throne. Like, maybe send her to America and she trains with Bucky.
But if this happened after the snap.
Oh, Bucky's
gone. Yeah, Bucky's gone.
Okay, touche. Maybe it has to happen after Endgame, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is my two cents on that, though. But what do you think about it? I like what you said about it being an animated show. It's pretty cool. That could be their way around it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I like this idea. So when we get that second movie, we kind of know what's going on already.
Yeah.
Because obviously they don't want to redo his face. They don't want to do Chadwick Boseman's face again or recast him and all that.
No disrespect whatsoever.
Yeah. So I guess the only other way around that is to animate him. And yeah, give an animated form. So maybe this would be their bridge to, you know, Black Panther 2. And then hopefully have Shuri in that role right there for Black Panther.
I'd like that. As Tex Gator said, Wakanda forever.
Yeah.
All right, Wakanda forever. AJ, I'm focused week, man. What you going to do, bro?
Try to get to those comics. I just want to read them now, but I just haven't had the time. Also, just more 3D printing. I just 3D printing a lot of shit, so just more printing random things. What else is there? You know, probably some Soul, maybe some more Tekken.
Definitely going to show you that fucking Star Fox thing after this.
Yeah, for sure. I want to get, there's a new Tetris Puyo Puyo 2.
Oh, no. I hated that shit, personally.
So, like, I have number one, and I have it on cartridge for my Switch. But I'm thinking, like, after downloading a few games onto the Switch, I kind of want to download some of the games onto the Switch now rather than buy the cartridges. So I may go ahead and just buy that. I saw like an ad for it this morning too. I know it's been out for a couple of weeks now, but it's like I saw an ad for it somewhere this morning. I was like, fuck, maybe I should just go ahead and just buy it on the system.
Well, look, so Wags
maybe I'll do that.
Wag's trying to take advantage of your printer.
Oh, fuck. Okay. we'll talk about that. And then what day is it today? Today's the 3rd.
Wednesday.
So next time you guys see me on this podcast, Wednesday. I'll be a year older.
Oh shit! Just the heads up, guys. Coming.
Which kind of sucks. At this point, just getting older sucks.
For real. Now it really does. Before people just liked to bitch. Now it's like, oh fuck.
Yeah, it's like, damn it, another fucking year already. Shit. So that's happening too. So I don't have any plans though, because not much we can do anyways. You know, it's disappointing too. A round one opened up and in Burbank at the mall, right? And I'm there often, right? And that first week that it opened, I was there day one. I got my fucking round one card so I can just, you know, play games all I want.
Hasn't been open since.
And then it closed like 2 days later. And it's been closed ever since. And it's just disappointing every time I'm there now. It's like, fuck, if this was open right now, I could just walk in there, play a couple games real quick. So I'm just kind of waiting for that now.
Beat your local punk at Tekken, you know?
Yeah, I know. Tekken or the Street Fighter. Last time I was there, I was playing Street Fighter, you know? So, damn. Anyways. But yeah, that's kind of my plans, I guess. Try to read and print some shit and play some games.
I'm gonna also do some reading. Some more. I'm gonna read this Fantastic Four by Jonathan Hickman. You know, AJ will be doing his animated research in the near future. I'm gonna be doing this research.
The reading research.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Also, you know what I didn't mention? I finished Harley Quinn season one. That was really good. So I'll probably crack into Harley Quinn season two.
Damn, season two already?
Yeah, it's already out. That show's fucking funny, bro. Even if you just got bored and turned it on one day, you'll laugh your ass off. But also, I'm gonna check out. I think I already mentioned I saw all that Netflix Transformers, right? Did I mention that too?
What?
I saw all that Netflix Transformers.
Oh yeah, I think you did mention that. Oh,
you're not done yet.
The second season has come out already, right?
Yeah, I watched the second season.
Oh, I haven't seen the second season yet.
Okay, I won't talk about that. But otherwise, finish Zelda. Hopefully I'll have beaten it by the next time we talk, because I'm pretty obsessed with it. This game is very grabbing. So yeah, maybe I'll be done with it by the next episode of Unfocused. And then
you haven't even got your house yet, no, so I'm not even sure about that.
Fuck out of here. Yeah, man. That's about it. Thanks for joining us on the podcast, guys.
Yeah, I guess we'll be back next week. Where's the button? Is this button?
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Wednesday. Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
collision28.com/discord. Join our Discord.
Spotify, bitch. Sorry.
Do it, bitch. You're not doing it.
I don't feel that they're doing it anyway.
You're not doing it. See, watching it.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!